The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 22, Surah Al-Azab, the Coalition Forces, verse 31 onwards. And whoever of you stays obedient to Allah and His Messenger and acts righteously, we shall give her twice her reward, and we have prepared for her a prestigious provision. O wives of the Prophet, you are not like any other women. If you observe taqwa, righteousness, so do not be too soft in your speech, lest someone having disease in his heart should develop fancies about you, and do speak with appropriate words. Remain in your homes and do not display your beauty, as it is used to be displayed in the days of earlier ignorance, and establish salah and pay zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Only Allah intends to keep all sorts of filth away from you, O members of the family of the Prophet, and to make you pure through a perfect purification. And be mindful of Allah's verses and the wisdom that is recited in your homes. Surely Allah is all kind, all aware. Surely Muslim men and Muslim women, believing men and believing women, devout men and devout women, truthful men and truthful women, patient men and patient women, humble men and humble women, and the men who give sadaqah, and the women who give sadaqah, and the men who fast, and the women who fast, and the men who guard their private parts against evil acts, and the women who guard theirs, and the men who remember Allah much, and the women who remember Him for them. Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. It is not open for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger have decided a thing, that they should have a choice about their matter. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he indeed gets off the track, falling into an open error. Remember when you, O Prophet, were saying to the one who was favoured by Allah and favoured by you, keep your wife to yourself and fear Allah. And you were concealing in your heart what Allah was going to reveal, and you were fearing people while Allah is more entitled to be feared by you. So when Zayd finished his desire for her, we gave her into your marriage, so that there may not be a problem for the believers in marrying wives of their adopted sons, when they finished their desire for them and Allah's decree had to be enforced. There is no problem for the Prophet in doing what Allah has prescribed for him, a customary practice of Allah in the case of those who have gone before, and Allah's command is predetermined by destiny. Those who convey the messages of Allah and have awe of Him and have no awe of anyone except Allah, Allah is sufficient to take account of everyone. Muhammad is not a father of any of your men, but he is a messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets, and Allah has the knowledge of everything. O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly and proclaim His purity at morn and eve. He is such that He and His angels send blessings to you, so that He brings you out from all sorts of darkness into light, and He is very merciful to the believers. Their greeting on the day when they will meet Him will be salam, and He has prepared for them a noble reward. O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness and as a bearer of good news and as a warner and as the one who calls people towards Allah with His permission and as a luminous lamp. So give good news to the believers that they are going to receive a huge bounty from Allah, and do not obey the infidels and the hypocrites, and just ignore any hurt that afflicts you from them, and place your trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient for you to take care of all matters. O you who believe, when you marry the believing women and then divorce them before you have touched them, then they have no obligation of any iddah waiting period for you that you may count. So give them due benefits and release them in a pleasant manner. O Prophet, we have made lawful for you all your wives whom you have given their dowers, and those bondwomen whom you own out of the captives Allah has given to you as spoils of war, and daughters of your paternal uncle, and daughters of your paternal aunts, and daughters of your maternal uncle, and daughters of your maternal aunts who have migrated with you, and a believing woman who offers herself for marrying the Prophet without dower. If the Prophet wishes to bring her into his marriage, these rules being exclusive for you and not for the rest of the believers. We know what we have prescribed for them in respect of their wives and the slave girls they own, so that there should be no difficulty for you. Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. You may postpone the turn of anyone who you wish from among them, and may accommodate with you anyone you wish. And should you recall anyone from those whom you kept aside, there is no blame in you. It is more likely in this way that their eyes will stay content and they will not grieve, and all of them will be happy with whatever you give them. Allah knows whatever lies in your heart, and Allah is all-knowing. No women are lawful for you after this, nor is it lawful that you replace them, the present wives, with other wives. Even though their goodness may attract you, accept the bondwomen you own, and Allah is watchful over everything. O you who believe, do not enter the houses of the Prophet unless you are permitted for a meal, not so early as to wait for its preparation, but when you are invited, go inside. Then once you have had the meal, just disperse, and do not sit for long, being keen for a chat. This conduct of yours hurts the Prophet, but he feels shy of telling you about it. But Allah is not shy of the truth, and when you ask anything from them, the blessed wives of the Prophet, ask them from behind a curtain. That is better for the purity of your hearts and their hearts. It is not allowed for you that you hurt Allah's Messenger, nor that you ever marry his wives after him. Indeed, it would be an enormity in the sight of Allah. If you disclose anything or conceal it, Allah is all-knowing about everything. There is no sin for them, the wives of the Prophet, in appearing without hijab before their fathers or their brothers or the sons of their brothers or the sons of their sisters or their own Muslim women or their slave girls. And O wives of the Prophet, fear Allah. Surely Allah is witness to everything. Surely Allah and his angels send blessings to the Prophet. O you who believe, do pray Allah to bless him and send your salam, prayer for his being in peace, to him in abundance. Surely those who annoy Allah and his messenger are cursed by Allah in this world and in the hereafter, and he has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. As for those who hurt believing men and believing women without their having done anything wrong, they shall bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers that they should draw down their shawls over them. That will make it more likely that they are recognized, hence not teased, and Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. If the hypocrites and those having malady in their hearts and the ones who spread rumors in Medina do not stop their evil deeds, we will certainly stir up you up against them. Then they shall no longer live in it as your neighbors, but for a little while, and that too in a state of being accursed. Wherever they are found, they shall be seized and shall be killed thoroughly. A consistent practice of Allah in the matter of those who have gone before, and you will never find a change in Allah's consistent practice. People ask you about the hour, that is the day of judgment. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah, and what can let you know? Maybe the hour is near. Surely Allah has cursed the infidels and has prepared for them a flaming fire, wherein they will live forever, finding no one to protect or to help. The day their faces will be rolled in the fire, they will say, oh, would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger. And they will say, our Lord, we obeyed our chiefs and our elders, and they made us go astray from the path. Our Lord, give them twice the punishment and send a curse on them, an enormous curse. O you who believe, be not like those who annoyed Musa. Then Allah cleared him of what they alleged, and he was honorable in the sight of Allah. O you who believe, fear Allah and speak in straightforward words. If you do so, Allah will correct your deeds for your benefit and forgive your sins for you. Whoever obeys Allah and his messenger achieves a great success. We did offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to bear its burden and were afraid of it. And man picked it up. Indeed, he is unjust himself, unaware of the end. The result of all of this is that Allah will punish the hypocrites, men and women, and the mushriks, men and women, and will accept the repentance of the believing men and women. Surely Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Surah Saba, Sheba. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Praise be to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. And for him is the praise in the hereafter, and he is the wise, the all-aware. He knows all that goes into the earth and all that comes out from it, and all that comes down from the sky and all that ascends thereto. He is the very merciful, the most forgiving. Said those who disbelieve, the hour, that is the day of judgment, will not come to us. Say, why not? By my Lord, the knower of the unseen, it will surely come to you. Nothing in the heavens and in the earth, even to the measure of a particle, can escape him, nor is there anything smaller than that or bigger, but it is recorded in a manifest book. The hour will come so that he rewards those who believe and did righteous deeds. For such people, there is forgiveness from Allah and a noble provision. As for those who strived against our signs to defeat the messenger, for such people, there is a painful punishment of the divine wrath. Those who are blessed with knowledge see that what is sent to you from your Lord is the truth, and it guides people to the path of the Almighty, the Ever-Praised. And the disbelievers said, shall we point out to you a man who informs you that when you are totally torn into pieces, you shall be raised in a new creation? Has he forged a lie against Allah, or is there a sort of madness in him? No, but those who do not believe in the hereafter are in torment and far astray from the right path. Have they not then looked to the sky and the earth that lies before them and behind them? If we so will, we would make the earth swallow them up or cause pieces of the sky to fall upon them. Surely in this there is a sign for a servant of Allah who turns to him. Surely we bestowed grace on Dawood from us. O mountains, pronounce with him Allah's purity repeatedly, and you too, O birds. And we made the iron soft for him, saying to him, make coats of armour and maintain balance in combating rings, and do, all of you, righteous deeds. Surely I am watchful of what you do. And for Suleiman, we subjugated the wind. Its journey in the morning was equal to the journey of 1 month, and its journey in the afternoon was equal to the journey of another month. And we caused a stream of copper to flow for him, and there were some jinns who worked before him with the leave of his Lord. Whoever of them would deviate from our command, we would make him taste the punishment of the blazing fire. They used to make for him whatever he wished of castles, images, basins, as large as tanks, and big cookware fixed in their places. Do good, O family of Dawood, in thankfulness. Very few from my slaves are thankful. So when we decided that death should come upon him, nothing gave them any indication of his death, except a creature of the earth that had eaten up his sceptre. So when he fell down, the jinns came to know that if they had the knowledge of the unseen, they would not have stayed so long in the humiliating punishment. There was indeed a sign for the community of Sabah in their homeland, two gardens, one on the right and one on the left. Eat of the provision from your Lord and be grateful to him. You have an excellent city and a most forgiving Lord. Then they turned away, so we sent to them the flood of the dam and replaced their two gardens with two gardens having fruits of bitter taste and tamarisk and some bushes of wild lotes. Thus we punished them because of their ungratefulness. We do not give such a punishment but to the ungrateful, and we had set visible townships all the way between them and the towns blessed by us, and phased the journey between them in measured phases. Travel along them at nights and days peacefully. Then they said, our Lord, make the phases of our journeys more distant. And they wronged themselves, therefore we turned them into stories and tore them into pieces. Surely in this there are signs for everyone who is ever patient, fully grateful. Iblis, Satan, has found his assessment true about them, so they followed him except a group of the believers. He did not have any power over them, but for the reason that we should recognize the one who believes in the hereafter as distinct from the one who is in doubt about it. And your Lord is watchful over everything. Say, call upon those whom you claim to be your gods besides Allah. They do not possess anything, even to the measure of a particle, neither in the heavens nor in the earth. They have no contribution at all in either of the two, nor is any of them a helper for him, Allah. Intercession before him is of no benefit, but for the one whom he has permitted. And those who receive a command from Allah remain fearful, until when fear is removed from their hearts, they say to each other, what did your Lord say? They say, the truth. He is the High, the Great. Say, who gives you sustenance from the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. And we or you are either on the right path or in open error. Say, you will not be asked about the sins we committed, and we will not be asked about what you do. Say, our Lord will assemble us together, then will judge between us with truth. He is the best judge, the all-knowing. Say, show me the ones whom you have associated with him as partners. Never. You can never produce such partners. He is but Allah, the mighty, the wise. We did not send you, O Prophet, but to the entire mankind, as a bearer of good news and as a warner. But most people do not know. They say, when will this promise of the day of judgment be fulfilled? If you are truthful, say, you hold an appointment for a day that you can neither put back for a while, nor can you put it forward. Those who disbelieve say, we will never believe in this Quran, nor in that which was before it. But if only you could see when the wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Lord, repulsing words of blame to one another. Those who were held as weak will say to the overbearing, had you not been there, we would have been believers. Those who were overbearing will say to those weak, had we stopped you from accepting guidance after it came to you? Rather, you yourselves were guilty. And those weak will say to those overbearing, but it was your intriguing day and night that stopped us from accepting guidance, when you were directing us to disbelieve in Allah and to set up rivals to him. And all of them will conceal their regrets when they will see the punishment. and we will place iron collars around the necks of those who disbelieved. They will not be recompensed except for what they used to do. We did not send a warner to a township, but said those who lived a luxurious life in it, we reject what you have been sent with. And they said, we are superior in riches and children, and we are not going to be punished. Say, in fact, my Lord extends provision to whom he wills and straitens it for whom he wills, but most of the people do not know. Your riches or your children are not the things that bring you near us closely. However, the one who believes and acts righteously is close to us. Therefore, such people will have the double reward for what they did, and they will be at peace in the upper chambers of paradise. As for those who strive against our signs, trying to frustrate them, they will be arraigned into the torment. Say, surely my Lord extends provision for whomever so he wills and straitens it for him. And whatever thing you spend, he replaces it, and he is the best of these sustainers. Remember the day when he will gather all of them together. Then will say to the angels, is it you that these people used to worship? They will say, pure are you. You are our mentor, not these. Rather, they used to worship the jinns. Most of these believed in them. So you have no power today to benefit or harm one another. And we will say to the wrongdoers, taste the punishment of the fire that you used to deny. When our evident verses are recited to them, they say, he is nothing but a man who wishes to divert you from what your fathers used to worship. And they say, this is nothing but a forged lie. And the disbelievers say about the truth when it came to them, this is nothing but an explicit magic. We did not give them any books that they might study, nor did we send them to any warner before you. And those before them had rejected the prophets, while these infidels of Makkah have not reached even one tenth of what we gave to those before them. So they rejected my messengers. Then, imagine how was my censure. Say, I advise you for one thing only, that you stand up before Allah, in pairs and in singles, then reflect. You will easily appreciate that. There is no madness in your fellow, the Holy Prophet. He is none but a warner to you in the face of a stern torment. Say, if I had ever claimed any reward from you, then it is yours. My reward is with none but Allah, and he is witness over everything. Say, my Lord sends forth the truth. He is the best knower of the unseen. Say, truth has come and falsehood has vanished, and it has no power to produce or reproduce anything. Say, if I go astray, I shall go astray only to my own detriment. And if I follow the right path, it is because of what my Lord reveals to me. Surely he is all hearer, ever near. And if you could only see when they will be terrified, then there will be no escape, and they will be seized from a place near at hand. And they will say, we believe in him. And how can they grasp at it, the faith from a place so far off, while they had rejected it before and used to make conjectures from a remote place? And a barrier will be placed between them and that which they desire, as it will be done with the people of their kind who were before them. They have been in a perplexed doubt. Surah Fatir, Originator. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, who appoints the angels as messengers having wings in twos, threes and fours. He adds to the creation what he wills. Indeed, Allah is powerful to do everything. Whatever blessing Allah opens for the people, there is none to hold it back, and whatever he holds back, there is none to release it thereafter. He is the mighty, the wise. O mankind, remember Allah's blessing upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who gives you provision from the sky and the earth? There is no God but he. So, to where are you being turned around by your desires? O Prophet, if they reject you, it is not something new, because many messengers have been rejected before you. It is to Allah that all matters are to be referred. O mankind, Allah's promise is definitely true. Therefore, the worldly life must not deceive you, nor should you be deceived about Allah by the big deceiver, Satan. Surely, Satan is an enemy for you, so take him as an enemy. He only invites his group to falsehood so that they become inmates of the blazing fire. Those who disbelieve will have a severe punishment, and those who believe and do righteous deeds will have forgiveness and a great reward. Then can the one whose evil deed is so much adorned for him that he deems it really good, be equal to the one who differentiates between good and evil. The fact, therefore, is that Allah lets go astray whomever so he wills and leads to the right path whomever so he wills. So, O Prophet, let not your soul collapse in grief for them. Surely Allah knows well what they are doing. Allah is the one who sends the winds. Then they raise up the clouds. Then we drive them to a dead land and revive the land through them after its death. In similar way shall be the resurrection. Whoever desires honour, then all honour lies with Allah alone. Towards him ascends the pure word, and the righteous deed uplifts it. As for those who plot evils, for them there is a severe punishment, and their plot itself will perish. Allah has created you from dust, then from a drop of semen, and then he made you couples. No female conceives a baby nor gives birth to it without his knowledge, and no aged person is made to advance in age, nor is it part curtailed for him from his age, but all this is recorded in a book. Surely all this is easy for Allah, and two seas are not alike. This one is sweet, saturating, pleasant to drink, and that one is salt, bitter. But from each you eat fresh meat and derive ornaments that you wear, and you see the boats therein cleaving through the water, so that you may search for his grace, and that you may be grateful. He makes the night enter into day and makes the day enter into night, and he has subjugated the sun and the moon. Each one of them is running towards an appointed time. That is Allah, your Lord. To him belongs the kingdom, and those whom you invoke beside him do not own even the membrane on a date stone. If you call them, they do not hear your call, and even if they were to hear, they would not respond to you. And on the day of judgment, they will deny your having held them as Allah's partners, and none can inform you like him who is aware. O men, you are the ones who need Allah, and Allah is free of all needs and ever praised. If he so wills, he can do away with you and bring a new creation. For Allah, that is not something difficult. No bearer will bear the burden of any other person. If a person carrying a heavy load calls someone to share his load, nothing from it shall be carried by the latter, even though he be a near of kin. You can warn only those who fear their Lord. While he is unseen and established salah, whoever gets purified for his own benefit, and to Allah is the final return. The blind and the sighted are not equal, nor are the darkness and light, nor shade and heat of the sun. And the living and the dead are not alike. Allah makes to hear whomever so he wills, and you cannot make to hear those who are in the graves. You are but a warner. Surely we have sent you with truth as a bearer of good news and as a warner, and there was no community without a warner having passed among them. If they reject you, it is not something new, because those before them have also rejected messengers. Their messengers came to them with clear proofs and with scriptures and with the enlightening book. Then I seized those who disbelieved. So how was my censure? Did you not see that Allah has sent down water from the sky? Then we brought forth with it fruits having different colours. And among the mountains there are tracks, white and red of different colours, and others utterly black. And among humans and beasts and cattle, there are those having different colours as well. Only those of his slaves fear Allah who are knowledgeable. Surely Allah is mighty, forgiving. Surely those who recite Allah's book and have established salah and have spent, secretly and openly, from what we have provided to them, they hope for a trade that will never crash, so that he pays them their rewards in full and gives them more out of his grace. Surely he is most forgiving, very appreciative. The book we have revealed to you is the truth, confirming what was revealed before it. Surely Allah, in respect of his slaves, is all aware, all seeing. Then we conveyed the book as an heritage to those of our slaves whom we choose. Now, some of them are those who wrong their own selves, and some of them are mediocre, and some of them are those who outpace others in righteous deeds with Allah's permission. That is the great bounty. Gardens of eternity they enter. They will be ornamented with bracelets of gold and with pearls, and their dress therein will be of silk. And they will say, "Praise be to Allah who has removed all sorrow from us. Surely our Lord is most forgiving, very appreciative, who out of his grace has made us land at a home of eternal living, where we are neither touched by weariness nor are we touched by boredom. As for those who disbelieve, for them shall be the fire of Jahannam. Neither they will be sentenced to death so that they could die, nor will its torment be lightened for them. It is in this way that we punish every infidel. And they will be crying therein, "Our Lord, take us out from here, and we will act righteously, not in the way that we have been doing before." Allah will say to them, "Did we not give you an age in your life in which lessons could have been learnt by the one who wished to take lessons? And furthermore, the warner had also come to you. So, have a taste, because the wrongdoers will have no supporter. Surely Allah is the knower of the unseen in the heavens and the earth. Indeed, He fully knows what lies in the hearts. He is the one who has made you successors of the past generations on the earth. So the one who becomes infidel, his infidelity will go against himself. Their infidelity adds nothing to the infidels but anger from their Lord, and their infidelity adds nothing to the infidels but loss. Say, tell me about your presumed co-gods whom you invoke besides Allah. Show me that part of the earth that they have created, or do they have a share in the creation of the heavens? Or have we given them a book so that they are upon a clear proof from it? No, but the wrongdoers promise one another nothing but delusion. Undoubtedly, Allah holds back the heavens and the earth from leaving their existing state. And if they were to leave, there is none who can hold them back except Him. Surely He is forbearing, most forgiving. They had sworn forceful oaths that if a warner would come to them, they would be more receptive to guidance than any other community. But when a warner came to them, it added nothing to them but aversion. Because of their showing arrogance in the land and plotting of evil, and the evil plot engulfs none but its own people who make it. So they are looking for nothing but the divine practice with the earlier people. So you will never find in Allah's practice any change, and you will never find in Allah's practice any diversion. Did they not travel in the land and see how was the end of those before them? They were stronger than these in power. Allah is not such that something in the heavens or the earth can frustrate Him. Surely He is all-knowing, all-powerful. If Allah were to take mankind to task for what they did, He would have not left a living creature on its back, but He delays them up to an appointed time. So when their time will come, then Allah is the one who will see His slaves. Surah Yasin. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Yasin. By the Quran that is full of wisdom, you are truly one of the messengers of Allah, and you are on a straight path, this Quran being a revelation from the Almighty, the Very Merciful, so that you may warn a people whose fathers were not warned, and hence they are unaware. The word has indeed come true about most of them, so they will not believe. We have placed iron collars on their necks, so they are reaching up to their chins, and their heads are forced to remain upward. And we have placed a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and thus they are encircled by us, so they do not see. It is all equal for them. It is all equal for them whether you warn them or do not warn them. They will not believe. You can usefully warn only the one who follows the advice and fears the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, without seeing Him. So give him the good news of forgiveness and of a noble reward. Surely we will give new life to the dead, and we are recording whatever deeds they send before them and whatever effects they leave behind. Everything is fully computed by us in a manifest book of record. Cite to them the example of the people of the town when the messengers came to it, and we sent them two apostles, and they rejected both of them. So we confirmed them with a third one. So they said, "We are sent to you." They, the people of the town, said, "You are no more than human beings like us, and the Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, has not sent down anything. You are but telling a lie." They, the messengers, said, "Our Lord knows that we are undoubtedly sent to you. Our obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly." They, the people of the town, said, "We take you as a bad omen for us. If you do not desist, we will certainly stone you, and you will be afflicted by a painful punishment from us." They said, "Your bad omen is with yourselves. Do not take it as a bad omen if you are given a good counsel. Rather, you are a people who cross all limits." And there came a man rushing from the farthest part of the city. He said, "O my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who do not claim any reward from you and who are on the right path. What excuse do I have if I do not worship the one who has created me and to whom you will be returned? Shall I adopt those gods besides him whose intercession, if Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah, intends to do harm to me, cannot help me in the least, nor can they come to my rescue? In that case, I will be in open error indeed. Undoubtedly, I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me." Thereafter, when his people killed him, it was said to him, "Enter the paradise." He said, Would that my people knew how my Lord has forgiven me and placed me among the honored ones." End of Juz 22.